Back at the beginning of the year, Matt Wisenhunt was called to the Near West Side to begin a new work, and we lost our youth pastor, and we went on a search to find someone who would love kids to Christ and disciple them to be closer and walk with the Lord, and we stumbled across the gift of Luke George. We want to welcome him to offer the morning message. What a crazy time for him to come as a youth director and not have the proximity to kids that we wish, but you'll appreciate, I know, and get a sense of his cheerful spirit as he brings the morning message. Luke, welcome.
Good morning, and good Sunday, too. Can you believe it's almost Thanksgiving? It's pretty fantastic. Welcome all of you, both in person as well as our online audience. As Pastor Dave mentioned, if you've not met me, my name is Luke George, and since January, I've had the privilege to serve as the Director of Youth Ministries here at Strongsville UMC. While traditionally working with youth is more of my comfort zone and my wheelhouse, 7 weeks ago, the pastoral staff approached me and asked if I wouldn't mind sharing a few reflections this Thanksgiving Sunday, or Sunday before Thanksgiving, I guess, technically. One thing led to another, and well, here I am, and here you are. So I couldn't think of a better way to start off our time together than diving into the scripture that I want to be the focal point of our time together. Today's scripture reading is going to be found in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. In this passage, we're going to be hearing the closing thoughts of the Apostle Paul that he's given to the early Christian church. Our scripture reads, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." This is God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God. Please bow your heads in an attitude of prayer with me. Lord, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations of all of our hearts, may they be found loving and acceptable in your sight. You are our rock, and you are our Redeemer. Amen. Thanksgiving is right around the corner, believe it or not. And while many of us are eager to dive into our Turkey Day this Thursday, even though we know this celebration will look very different than holidays past, I would argue and maybe suggest that I'm guessing some of us here might have a different mentality for Thanksgiving this year. I would bet that there are maybe some here that instead of being excited to dive into pumpkin pie, mashed potatoes, and more, some of us might have the mentality that we're ready to just skip over Thanksgiving, jump right into Christmas, and get this year over with. To say that a perfect illustration of that mentality is not long ago while my wife and I were driving home from running errands in October. As we were driving home, we passed by the Strongsville Town Square and noticed a rather peculiar sight. You see, amongst the freshly fallen October leaves, we started to notice that there were individuals placing Christmas decorations in the town square. Christmas decorations in October! I was shocked. Now, don't get me wrong, I am not an Ebenezer Scrooge that wants to say bah humbug to the holiday season. I love Christmas, I love the decorations. The fact that we just put up our decorations in the church made me super excited this morning. But to see them so early was shocking. I mean, for goodness sakes, some people hadn't even taken their jack-o'-lanterns off their porch, and here we were putting Christmas trees and Christmas lights up in the town square. After taking a few seconds to wrap my mind around the sight that I saw, I started to have a thought and a reflection. In such a year as 2020, it shouldn't surprise me or anyone why there might be some people who want to skip over Thanksgiving and end out this year. To say that 2020 has been a challenge would be the largest understatement of the millennium, probably. From global pandemics, economic collapses, social unrest, the loss of jobs, health, and even in some cases, loved ones, it's easy to see why some people might think, what is there to be thankful for in 2020? How is it that we can come together or stay separate and celebrate a holiday where we give thanks for our blessings in a year filled with so much negativity and terrible circumstances? My hope today is that in our time here, we can learn to rely on our faith to overcome that mentality and instead learn to adopt an attitude of gratitude. No better person, I think, would be a better example of how to live that out than the Apostle Paul, whose words we read in Scripture today. The Apostle Paul's life was an incredible testimony of God. Here was a man who lived as a slave to fear, sin, and anger, but had a life-changing experience when God freed him in love on a road to Damascus. Paul's journey is incredible and his story wonderful, but it wasn't always filled with great moments. When we look at his story, we see that he faced numerous rainy days and difficult challenges, whether it was the constant threat of persecution, or maybe continually being imprisoned, beaten, and he even had a couple shipwrecks too. Despite all of that, though, we learn from the Apostle Paul that while we can't always control our circumstances or the people around us, we do have the ability to control our actions and our attitudes. Today, I think this passage from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 is a perfect blueprint for how we can adapt our attitudes in difficult situations to reflect on an attitude of gratitude. The first step that Paul tells us is that we should try to find rejoicing always. We all understand that having positive attitudes internally makes it much more difficult for the external pressures of negative circumstances to surround us and pull us down. That's easy enough to understand, but much more difficult in practice, especially in a world where we're filled with, a culture that wants to have us focus on the negative or constantly focus on wishing for a better day, a better job, a better relationship, better opportunities. It's tough to realize that. What Paul, I believe, is hinting at is that we need to realize that every single day is a gift that has been given us with care, and we need to be good stewards of that gift. We shouldn't treat it as something we have to drudge through or something we want to wish away. It's a gift that we need to cherish. The first step to learning how to have an attitude of gratitude begins when we know that every day is a gift, even the challenging ones. The second step that Paul encourages us to do is to pray continually. Prayer is important for our faith because it helps direct our focus away from ourselves to focus on the fact that we have a dependency on something larger than ourselves, a dependency on God. Not only that, but staying in communion with God reminds us that no matter what circumstances, obstacles, challenges, or people we interact with, we can face them all with confidence and hope because we have the God of the universe on our side. But praying continuously, how does someone do that? How do you pray continually in the midst of a heated discussion, a difficult time, a challenging project? How do we do that? I think what Paul is hinting at is that to pray continuously does not always have to be a formal sit-down time with God. I would argue that I believe that continual prayer is simply a mindset that we have a power that we cannot see that is striving every day to grow us closer to Christ, in that we can tap into that power as long as we adjust our thoughts to God. Nothing stuffy, nothing formal, just a simple awareness that God is on our side and wants us to tap into his power. The third step that Paul mentions for us, and this one is the hardest, is to give thanks in all circumstances. We have to come to an understanding, an unfortunate truth really, that there are going to be rainy days in this life. There are going to be days of global pandemics. There are going to be days where jobs fall through, where relationships of our dreams turn into nightmares, and unfortunately even days where loved ones are lost. These are all unfortunate byproducts of living in a broken, sinful world. What Paul encourages us is that instead of focusing on that, we can rely on a hope, cling to a hope, that God will redeem all of those challenges that we face. Some people might think that that's just Pollyanna optimism, but I would argue that instead it's just a faith that God's love will conquer all things if we simply cling to our Savior. The theologian Ellsworth Callis once said that those who live victoriously have learned to fall in love with their rainy days. I'd like to close our time today with a reflection. Back in February of this year, before the pandemic hit, I had the opportunity to travel to Israel and the Holy Land with my family. While over there, one of the most memorable experiences we had was getting to experience the Dead Sea. It was incredible the first time we saw it. Surrounded by vast, arid, rocky hills and scraggly trees is suddenly this beautiful, blue, shimmering body of water. We quickly learned, though, looks can be deceiving. Our tour guide reminded us that the Dead Sea gets its name because no living organism can live in its waters. It is 5 times saltier than the oceans, and there are so many minerals in the water that it's almost impossible for anyone to drown because of all of its buoyancy. Our tour guide began to explain to us that the waters in the Dead Sea are not full of life, but are very dead. The Dead Sea gets that way because it's the lowest point in that region, and all the surrounding waters, from the Sea of Galilee to the Jordan River to all the many tributaries, they all flow in, but the water has nowhere to go. The only way for the water to get out is to evaporate. And when the water evaporates, it still leaves behind all the minerals behind, making it even more and more bitter. My reflection for us today is this. Each day, especially this week of Thanksgiving, we have a choice. The choice we have is whether we are going to live like the Dead Sea, where we are simply a reservoir of everything coming in and nothing going out and becoming bitter in dead water, or are we going to become reservoirs and channels of thanksgiving and life? Let us pray. Father God, help us to remember that even in these rainy days, you are with us, and that we have so much to be thankful for. Lord, I pray as we go from this place, you'll help us to be a beacon of hope to those around us and to be reflections of your love. It's your name we pray. Amen.